Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Seahawks beat the Texans. Sam Darnold, bro. Not that he had, like, the best game ever, but another win. Seahawks are 5-2. He looks good, again, in another team.
Not to his future.
You never know.
Oh, I don't – I just
– You never know.
We were talking yesterday if he can still throw the ball over 40 yards. Now he's going to go somewhere else and get strong as hell?
Well, again, though, I think he would submit to you that – everything has gone south, including the play calling, the protection. I'm not so certain that he wouldn't experience some sort of resurgence somewhere.
I doubt it. And his body type. You think about the guys that go, like, Sam Darnold's huge. Daniel Jones is huge. He's little. He's tiny. They're talking about Jaden Daniels now with his little body frame. He's regressing in the second year.
I saw someone, I don't know if it was Barry, I think it was Barry Jackson, tweeted out something along the lines today of, shame on Mike McDaniel for going to bat for Tua to get this big contract, knowing that he's undersized and, like, now they're really hamstrung. I have to see what this tweet was.
It was relatability. I'm fun. I thought about this. We were talking yesterday. After the show, I was going to baseball practice. Tua is a little antisocial and tiny. McDaniels, antisocial and tiny.
They vibe.
They're very, like, McDaniels is a coaching Tua.
I'll tell you, the World Series matchup is set between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The vibes last night in Toronto
was crazy.
Were insane. They're down 3-1, bottom of the seventh, two on, one out. And George Springer hits a three-run ding-dong that had all of Canada shaking.
Rob Pizzola was there, and he was celebrating his ass off. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweeted out, dumbfounded that McDaniel, who knew Tua's limitations more than anyone, size, arm, injury, history, etc., pushed for the extension that has now strapped the team. Why didn't anyone in the room, Ross, Greer, McDaniel, Shore, etc., know that going year to year for 3 years instead of making him a top five paid quarterback long term was safer?
We actually talked about that. I remember that conversation.
Everybody was having that conversation because you didn't have to give him that contract. He had another year, then you could franchise him, then you could franchise him again.
Was that after? But that was after the big number one offense in the league year, right?
Yeah.
We just led the world in offense, ran by Tua. Let's do this for another five. I can argue their side. I was on the side of double franchising. What is it going to matter?
Right.
The thing is, I think the Dolphins were not only fell victim to that season, but they needed it to work. You know, they're looking around the league. They're looking at Justin Herbert and what he was doing. They're looking around the league. They're looking at Jalen Hurts, the fact that he was playing at a top level. They're looking around the league. Jordan Love is winning a playoff game. They needed this to work. And I think a part of Greer was, okay, no, we have this figured out. Sure, there's some injury history, but look, he stayed healthy. We've got our quarterback. It's done. It's finalized. But They got bamboozled.
Well, I don't know if they got bamboozled. They made a decision that they were very close after that season, which I believed. And I think a lot of Dolphins fans, if you went back 2 years, mm-hmm. would have said the same thing. Waddle, Hill, Tua, it was working. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, okay, do we go all in? Which was always my argument. Yep. And that's what they did. It was wrong. I don't think they were bamboozled, though. I think they made, like, getting bamboozled is thinking that there might be a market for someone when there is no market for someone, you want to lock them up, something along those lines. I think this was, we've seen enough. The path that we're on is going to deliver the results that we want. So let's not have anything out in the open. Let's not have the Christian Wilkins situation. Let's get everyone in-house because we've got a winning product here.
When I say they got bamboozled, sure, Tua, his stats were indicative of that contract for that season. But when I say they got bamboozled, they did because he didn't stay healthy the following season. They got bamboozled by that 1 year where they were able to stay healthy. And was there a market for Tua paying him that much money around the NFL after one season? I would guess there wasn't. And
he was a unrestricted free agent after that season, he would have gotten that or more.
I don't think so.
Coming off the 2023 season?
I think there was so much concern.
Have you looked at some of the quarterback contracts that have been given
somebody
out?
Somebody would have broke him off.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have been that much money. I'm not telling you he doesn't get paid. I think he gets the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold type extensions.
No.
The questions.
Because they're reclamation projects. This guy was in his rookie deal and lit it up in 2023.
He was a reclamation project.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Within his own team,
with a different head coach. He just had never been given a chance.
Hawk, there was a narrative around Tua that before the first concussion, that he was injury prone and that he was no good.
Well, that was coming out of college.
You could blame that on Brian Flores all you want for not giving him an opportunity, not believing in him. That's another conversation. But he was a reclamation project. That's the only silver lining Mike McDaniel has, that he came to Miami, attached himself to Tua, and made him a successful quarterback for at least two seasons. But the questions, I think you're forgetting, the doubt and the questions we did a whole offseason on, should you pay him? It wasn't, does he have the skill? It was, can he stay healthy?
No. I'm not saying in retrospect. What I'm saying is, if he was an unrestricted free agent coming out of 2023, that guy would have broken the bank. Young quarterback who's putting up offensive record numbers?
Pro Bowl.
What? Like, and had stayed healthy that entire season. Like, he checked every box.
It was one season.
But you
bamboozled is me from the outside. Somebody got over on
like
you.
That, I think that's where I might be taking issue with you saying bamboozled. Bamboozled would connote that someone knew something but sold you a false bill of goods. I think everyone believed that it was all good and true.
They bamboozled themselves, maybe.
Right.
Or with bad evaluation.
Right.
You know, pulling the trigger too early. Because they could – Tua could still be on this team getting the average of the top five NFL quarterbacks, and it wouldn't be 54 next year. If they did the franchise thing that we talked about,
yep.
He wouldn't be making 54 next year. He would be upset, but who gives a damn?
Somebody
he'd be making
in
the 40s.
Hawk is so wrong. Nobody was paying Tua. Even after that season, nobody wanted him. You're out of your mind, Texer. You are literally out of your mind.
That was when Baker was getting 33 a year. Those reclamation projects were getting in the high 30s a year. Tua would have got 40-something from somebody.
Easy.
You know, Tua would have got 5 years, 200. We would have texted her.
Easy.
I think you guys are forgetting the amount of doubt people had that Tua could stay healthy, because even coming into last season, before he got hurt again, and the Dolphins had paid Waddle, and they had paid Jalen Ramsey, and they had paid Mike McDaniel, and they had paid Tua Tagovailoa, people still didn't consider this team for real. They still thought Tua was a product of Tyreek Hill. They still pointed at the Dolphins' record against playoff teams and placed most of that blame, the lack of success against good teams, quality teams, on Tua Tagovailoa being able to execute in big game moments. I think you're forgetting, I'm not telling you that nobody would have paid him. I'm just saying, I think the Dolphins thought, if we don't pay him now, somebody else is going to come around and pay him more and we're going to lose him, when that probably wasn't really how the tenure of the league felt about Tua Tagovailoa. They needed to see him.
Was going to happen.
They needed to see him stay healthy for at least 2 to 3 seasons and have that same production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.